Dude, are you finished laughing?
No. No.
Shit, see, I'm serious. Go ahead, shit.
Michael. I'm feeling all this birds, right? Got a whole team like a tail, like O2O, that's the birds, right? Prayers in the synagogue, y'all gon' speak through the intercom. Cause I ain't got time, so I hit her off. Practicing my monologue, thank you, it's all me. I can murder any MC. Ease. Michael, and no beef, but I think your rap is too weak. Sheesh.
Welcome back to the next best thing, which is Talk with Keta. Month of October, we're back again, and yeah.
Month of breast cancer.
Yeah, exams are around the corner. Boys, Reguna plus 4-4 are coming back very soon. Yes, yeah, sactic. But I say, we're supposed to record. Not we're not supposed to. What were you doing?
We had several recordings. We did. But.
Myers.
Satan Gafam.
Only has played with the buttons.
Huh?
we recorded the whole thing. And Onyas tells me that we recorded 30 minutes. And we're like, okay, the following week, let's finish it off. Mkopana angobati.
Oh.
Nah. Was that nobody? Don't even
this
say
accusations. These are accusations, Mkopati, that you're accusing me of. God. This is a very.
My God.
This is an evidence. Apana evidence. You have no structure in your accusations. You cannot. No. I'm just saying, Satan Agafamba, it's not my fault. Karadi, Satan Agafamba, and I really don't know why you want to accuse me. This is the devil at work, yeah. I don't know why you're accusing me. It's not my fault.
When I'm shifting up, babe, and I started it.
Satan Agafamba. Satan Agafamba.
Yeah, but yeah, we're back with episode 2. Thank you guys for listening to episode 1. If you haven't listened to episode 1, Chibo, we're waiting for you. Yeah, click the link. We're waiting here. Now click. Tell me, right? But yeah.
Karaji, you're watching too many forever. YouTube videos, bro. You're watching too many YouTube videos.
We'll take forever. But the feedback was really nice. More than I expected. Because I expected people within the first 10 minutes to be like, I'm done, so I'm tired of mom. But I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she's like, dude, what you did was amazing. And I was like, really? Because, you know, episode 1 was us trying to, was us testing the waters of podcasting, you know. But
I enjoyed the feedback.
I enjoyed the feedback,
you know.
I'm wrong.
Those are unconfirmed reports, but I'm just saying, Karadi, all of a sudden your accent has changed from what we know. It seems like now having a British American accent implanted in your tongue, so we need to change that.
Right, whoever said that, Mount Jair, who said that? Oh. I developed this accent. This is my normal accent.
Wow.
A mixture of English and a sprinkle of chopping. Chop, chop. You can't forget about that chop, chop.
Karadi, I would like to categorically state that your accent is Kaladian. They're my Karadi. Apana zokunze ka mix of ningi ningi. Accent is my Karads. Okay? Let's just stick to that. I mean, no doubt. Hey, chakadaru. I just see so sense. Ka sprinkle. Iwe, wa tu kalinari ima accents. But it's nevertheless, wow. It's neither here or there. Let us continue.
Dude, we have listeners in Hungary, out of all places.
Oh, to America, we reached America, we reached Australia, we reached, you know, a hungry man is an angry man, but we're in Hungary. Which other country? Tagatopino, North Korea, no Zia.
German.
King John Un et Terera.
I don't think we, I think he was spying on us. I was like, where is it?
Chero Russia takapinda. Putin angatorimo. Putin. Put it. Mr. Put it. Ngatori. So.
Yes. But. Yeah.
I was really. I would like to state that the feminist came after me after episode one. And I'd like to apologize for any words that were said on episode one regarding Shibage and Rapper's Peporto. I would like to apologize. But. Then I'll shout out. Is most young. Yeah.
Let me keep quiet.
Yeah. We are blessed by the gifts of ugliness, you know? It's not our fault.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Nesh Suits. We also have Lolo Events and the Designer's Essay.
Lolo what?
But we'll get Lolo Events.
Relax.
We'll talk about that in our new segment called Disappoint Osha. Or partly known as Support Me. Dara Oni. Take us. What do you have today?
Okay. We in it, my brother. So today's topic, I think, working from what we were talking about from episode one, we had, I think in episode one, we were talking about depression, how we dealt with depression during high school, how we're dealing with depression in university. So, in that context, so we wanted to bring this topic to you, kind of dealing life after high school, not dealing with life after high school, but life after high school. How has it been for you? Like, removing the depression part, like, has it been fine? Okay. Kufara o itim redura remanded. Okay, before we even, let me look for this. Let me look for this audio first, because
they should be first years. I was actually saying to someone they should be first year, because the way they're happy,
the way these guys were happy, this is just on another
level. These are my first years.
Where is this? Oh, hey, found it. Was this your first year for you? Was your va nakaring kunge peaches?
I think life after high school is totally different. I mean, you enter into a new environment, you know, you see things, you see new things, you see friends, especially friends, you know. I've been telling most people that for me, each and every year, my friends are undergoing entrance tests. Do you know how when in grade 7, as you're about to enter into high school, right? There are entrance tests. For instance, I went to this St. Ignatius. So 200 students are competing for 67 sports. And like 3 rounds. You know me. First round is out. But anyway.
No, 4.
But I feel as if every year, as my goals and ambitions develop, most people, like, are cast away. Like, I've learned that friends come and go. especially those who don't align with your goals and ambitions. I don't know how you survived, but yeah. Well, you're on the 68 spots. So yeah, life after high school, a lot of things change. You might think that you might be best friends with this person, but you know, things change. People drift away. People develop new ambitions and goals. How has it been for you,
that's
sir?
Life after high school. Firstly, I would like to state that the teachers in high school were lying to us. But the decisions that you make in high school will affect you for your life. Never. It never affect you. Because you have to realize, Kuti, as soon as you leave, I'm going to get to the life after high school, but as soon as you leave high school, you have the opportunity of hitting the reset button on life, if you get what I mean. Can now, because in high school, maybe you're that shy guy, but not so na moon ango ngo kan timba and timba munango simba simbot. Guys, which ancestors are waking here? One or not? Nakamanima bones are city on. So, life after high school, generally depends. I think generally depends with the, firstly, with
the person.
With the person, yeah. Who you are. Secondly, depends on the people you surround yourself. Like, if the people that you have immediately after high school, and the people that you have as soon as you get to college, because the people you meet after high school are going to influence you, like the type of colleges that you're going to go to, and it. Type of decisions that you're going to make, and the people that you meet in college, those ones, the type of those ones will influence the decisions that will affect your whole life. Was the trugona one unkarad one? As soon as they leave, I'm going to my basi take on the way because you think kuti you've boarded Emirates, you now have the privilege of being first lady. We ning wakto sunongi royal doctor sunongi manawa queen. Wadototi, hey, I don't speak ningi. Hey, I don't. Yo, this
is a true fact.
This is a true fact. Yeah, I saw a girl who was like, no, unrans nonsense far. I saw nonsense far. Hey, but I don't. Once I do not associate with Zimbabweans. I do not. Okay, hey. Because you've boarded Emirates. Waktos unongi mwanawa queen. But anyways, that's neither here or there.
But for me, I really think that in terms of friends, I've always thought that you make friends in high school. For me, the 6 years that I've been in high school,
7 years to categorically state you in high school, 7 years in that.
Okay. Yeah, those years, were quite instrumental. You know, I got to know a lot of people, and I'm really grateful that I think I have the same friends. I'd rather call them the tight five. They have been, I don't want to say faithful, but they've been there for me. Like they're the ones who know me when I have problems. They just hit me up like, Sims, what did I say? You know.
I have a question.
And yeah.
Am I one of those friends?
What do you think?
It's a very simple question, Simba. Why you want to divert it to what do you think? This is not a what do I think. It's about what you think. Am I one of those? Am I type 5? Eh? Because Dr. Na Tutor, Tutopia review, you know, 4-star, 5-star, you know, get it.
If you're asking me that question, then I'm in.
So then you're not friends. Anyways, but you know what?
You know my tech part. But yeah, I don't think that, and for me, this is my own perspective, I don't think that long-lasting friendships are made in university to some extent, you know. If you have always been aligned with certain types of friends who are aligned with your goals, who throughout the years have been supporting you, believing your ambitions and all that, I think those are your mates, you know. The ones that you make in university are just bonuses, you know.
Excellent, excellent point that you bring here, Dada. Excellent. You see, I would like to bring in the point of friendship. The type of friendship that you have with the person, Kuti. How, just like any house, you need to have foundation. And it, so the basis of that found, like the basis of that friendship, how it was built, was, you know, in high school, some of our friendships we built out of hatred. That's why as soon as we leave high school, because you're no longer associated with those people on a regular basis, your contact level is no longer what? Consistent. So you start what? To drift apart, because the foundation of that friendship was not on solid ground.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Bible says, people were like seeds were thrown on several grounds. So we need solid foundation. Not I'm saying seeds, I'm saying Varumea vakavaka dzimba on rock and on sand. So the foundation of a friendship should be on solid ground, because it should be unshakable, mkomana. But anyways, I'm about to chop here. Yeah, let me gather my tongues.
Chop on that.
In retrospect. That's the way. Retrospect. I mean, like, they're type of friends, like, looking at it, like, they're people who just come to your life, who just want to see what you do. Like, they're what you call spectator friends, and it, my friends are, yes, they are there. Then there are friends who come into your life just to disrupt it, you get me? Then kuneshangwari dzedze dzinongo wanikwa panguva yemari.
Just say gold diggers, dude.
No. This is not gold digger site. Like, when you're in need of help, whether it's financial, whether it's what, or what, but, kana pada ngoitika nganga something kekufara fara so ndipo unongoda kutongoda kutongobodikira so. Totanga itonge mapundu. But those friends just need a facial cleanse. Pits now, our needs. They need facial cleansers, our needs.
Your analogies.
Our needs. So we just need a mask over that. It's done. But yeah, but before I move on to the last part, you know, when I say facial friends and mask, also, some of our friendships are based on mask. Like, we wear masks. We're not true to ourselves. You get what I'm saying?
Dude. Who's this friend who's not true to you?
No, I'm saying in high school, life after high school, that's where life actually starts beginning, because you now see, okay, this is where I want to go. Because in high school, we used to tell each other, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a ningi. I'm going to the United States, but you end up going to MSU. But you see, it's neither here or there.
But yeah, I mean,
masks.
After high school, in terms of friends, friendship is always tried and tested. I mean, our relationship has always been tried and tested. You know,
a lot of times.
A few weeks ago, I was mad at you for not sticking to your words, you know. But then I came to realize, Myers, this only has something to do, you know. And most people think that, like,
he was mad at me. I'm touched.
Remember when you called me, right?
Huh?
When you told me that you were busy, something. Let's do it next week. Let's record next week.
Oh yeah.
And you actually heard my voice and you're like, you're depressed. I was angry at you, man. So I was saying, friendships are tried and tested. You know, it's coming to university that I've realized that not everyone is gonna be your friends, gonna like what you're gonna be doing in life and all that. But it's okay, you know. That's why I brought this sort of like entrance test. And people get slashed. And it's quite normal. It's something that, slashed,
not lagged. You know how English is very limited.
How do you say that in Tona?
Uchekwa.
Uchekwa. But yeah, you know, a lot of people, I think they don't understand the basics of friendship or the foundation of friendships. Like, how can I put this?
I mean, you need to understand your friendship with the person. Like, there's nothing wrong with it being a beneficial friendship. Like, you give me something, I give you something. Or it's a tit for tat friendship. There's nothing wrong with that. But people need to understand, like, the relationship. Like, just like any relation, even if you're, didn't wanna use this example, but it seems like it's the only example in my head. Example of a relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. You need to understand your girlfriend in order to what? To under what? To do things. So you need to understand if she's, types of communication, like how she communicates. That's types of love. Let's see these. No, I'm just thinking, I was reading this book, like the types of love. I was like, oh, okay. It's fine.
I was saying, dude, relationships are reciprocal. They're mutual. You can't always expect the other party to just be, you know, giving you still acknowledge and all that. A classical example, you know, close friend of mine, you know that when people have birthdays, right, and you make sure before talk or send a message.
Yeah, that's a very, very difficult issue, my friend.
And I sent a message at 11:58, you know, it was, from my point, it was a sweet and, you know, and I was appreciating this person. I sent that message. The next morning, I'm like, come, Dara, why aren't you posting me? Fine. But I'm like, from what I've written, is that what you're taking out of from what I've said? You know? And I feel as if, in terms of friendships, we sort of like care, you know, of the big things and not the small things, you know? And I feel as if it's those small things that build relationships, and it takes them far. But it is what it is, you know.
So
friends come and go, but
so
the real ones stay.
Karadi. So basically, you went pa fuel station yezwa catch my feelings. Why did you not post me pa WhatsApp status? Really, it's not like 25 people are probably going to see that WhatsApp status, and even I will post a foot I'm going to only show to Mkarad. So why are you getting mad?
Miles,
because you wrote some sweet snapping.
No,
she was. Oh, you know, what?
You know, like a nice poem and all that. You know.
Wait. Oh, it's,
I saw the message. I was like, do you know I can actually block everyone and let you see yourself? Because that's what he wants. But wait,
Wait, the other way around. You send the sweet nothings and she wanted to be posted. Oh, okay, makes sense.
Dude, getting posted by someone should be a bonus. It mustn't be an obligation for someone to do.
Hey, that's why I don't post anyone on my WhatsApp status. My WhatsApp statuses are for jokes and for jokes only. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less.
No,
Anyways, moving on.
Do you think about side hustles?
No. Before we move on to side hustles, what do you think about I'm here for you friends? Those type of friends. I'm here for you.
Let me just state, I would never say this thing, I'm here for you. Well, it's in the lines of this. So I told my friend Kuti, whatever you're going through, you know, I'm always here for you and stuff like that. Chiro kan fonirana 2-3, I'll pick up. This all called me at 3. At the club, I'm enjoying, dude. I was like, I'm never seen this, you know.
No, but you see, the context that I wanted to come from with the I'm here for you team right here. Not the friend like I'm here for you, Fred, but the team I'm here for you. If you know the team I'm here for you.
Snakey.
Team based. team I'm here for you. Like there's best friend. Then there's bestie I'm here for you. Those are two different things. What do you think about those? Those ladies. It's gender neutral.
You're dating someone and the girl says, could you, this is my bestie. Check it out. Is that what she tried to insinuate?
I'm saying, in any, you yourself in current situation, any situation that you are, you yourself, whether you're, let's say you're female or you're male. If you're a female, you have best friends, you have girlfriends, boyfriends, and it. Then you have best friends which are male, and it. In that regard, they're male best friends. Who are genuinely best friends and it, who want to be friends only. Then they are best friends who likely have been friend zoned, but they're just waiting for the opportunity. They're just waiting for that window of opportunity to open and strike, you know? So these ones are what we call I'm here for you type of guys. And it don't go to even some karate. If you do some bad shit, if you do something wrong, your girl will go to this type of person and say, Azudai, so he's not even replying. Hey, he went out to his friends, he didn't even, don't worry, I'm here for you. What do you think about those guys?
I honestly think best friends. Best friends.
No, I'm not saying best friends. I'm saying I'm here for you, in quotation.
I'm here for you.
Mm.
I mean, if it's used rightly, I don't see what's the problem of it. Like, if someone is going to be genuinely going to be there for you, I don't see a problem with that, dude. And it's not going to depend. If you can't assess what it is on, then that's your problem, dude. For me, I feel as if you need to observe the people around you. You know, I don't know what the love. Why would you matter? Yeah, you fucked up. You know, I think for me, I really appreciate those people. You know.
Oh, as for me, I'm currently doctor and district mom because I do not appreciate such people. District mama, it's a red flag. It's a red flag. If a girl says I'm here for you, if a guy says I'm here for you, those are red flags, Mkompana. Those are red flags. They should that's a red card drug.
Why is it a red flag?
Why is it a
red flag?
That generally is a guy who has been in such positions. No, I'm not throwing any insecurities here. I'm generally stating that I am here for you statement and type of people, they are very dangerous, because you like you said, you generally don't know them here for you, how genuine it is. You get me? Yeah. Like, how zero take me kuva pa ichaipu chaipu. Because Mazwano, I'm here for you. It's now used as a way of, it's now a window of opportunity. Because now, as a person, you're now in a vulnerable state. You're placing yourself in their hands. Ronzo. So now they now have your feelings. They're not even playing with you. They're playing with your feelings. Because if someone plays with your emotions, Ngomana, let me not.
But surely you can assess that someone is playing with your feelings, or what?
So why don't men or girls see someone cheating? You're playing someone playing with your feelings. Or say something I won't do. Muna, I won't do feeling is about that. Say I'm also looking out. Muna, I won't check. I'm daft. Upana, but I'm going to check. I'm sorry.
You'll be blinded. Remember when in high school, I once take the phone. Remember how I told you that this person was doing this? I made you open your eyes like, we are with A, B, C, and D. Then what happened? Sorry. The reactions I'm getting, sorry.
You know what? Let us move on. This
I'm sorry, dude.
Nah, that's by you, but nah. Oh, no, I'm just, you know what? That situation. Things happen, things we done, things we I, you know, do not regret any decisions that I made that time. Really opened my eyes. It made me a fuckboy for some time, but that's neither here or there.
Okay. Talking about
entertainment or what?
No, you're talking about I think before I cut you off, you're talking about side assholes. Like
Oh yeah, I was talking about side assholes, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
generally, a close person to me once said that in life your plan A sometimes may not happen. You always need a plan B and C. So, if I put it like this, you might be saying, I'm doing chemical engineering, or I'm starting to be a sound engineering thingy. What if that thing doesn't work out? What is your plan B? What is your plan C? So, what I was asking you was, you know, there's some people who are doing like degrees and starting their small businesses and all that, or staying there like an MBA and all that. So I was asking speak you, what do you think about that?
Pero routing is what? Before I answer, you know, like, the I mean, there are people who are going to be listening to this, and they're going to be saying, if you have a plan B, plan C, or plan Ninge, they'll be like, you're planning to fail, right? Yes or no?
I don't think so. You know, for me, it's just being realistic, you know. If you go back home, I mean, unemployment is like, what, 97% plus?
Oh, what? You
know? And you're applying for a job that's for like 300 plus people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the pay might not be good.
Yeah.
You know. Whereas you can do that.
Yeah.
And have something on your side that's like boosting your plan A, you know. So that's why I was asking, Kuti, do you accept that kind of thing? You know, put aside hustle or just keep on pushing with plan A until right?
No, I completely. Oh wait, it's supposed to be. Yeah. Is my grammar correct? Yes or no? Oh yes, I 100% agree with you. You should have a side hustle, whether you're making six figures or not. You should have a side hustle, because the thing is, having a, I think someone told me this, like, having a side hustle It's generally not about you making money out of it. It's just about you expanding your network. Basically, it's about growth. You get me? Like, it's a stress reliever. Like, you are doing, let's say you're an accountant. You're balancing books 24/7 or 8 to 6, and it you'll be balancing books, and on the side you have like a small garden or a small project. It's a stress reliever. You're moving away from the mathematics side of just you sitting down and just butter calculator, butter mari. Now you're doing the practical thing. It's a stress reliever. It's therapeutic having a side hustle, but now people want to make their side hustles their main thing. Sometimes it's not supposed to be your main thing. If you know.
I get what you're saying.
It can only be
a few people, you know. And they were saying, Kuti, basically, they were doing their degrees to make their parents proud, you know. And the reason why they ventured into this side hustle thingy was sort of like to do what they have wanted, you know. Someone I know is doing bakery, a small bakery in SA. But initially she's doing engineering. And I think her bakery is actually going good, you know. She was just like, man, I'm just doing this degree to make my parents proud, you know.
Oh yeah, that actually reminds me of something. Okay, there are side assholes which are born out of talents. Like, you generally know how to do stuff. Like, the girl that you're talking about, like, she knows how to bake.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, the people who know how to do certain stuff because they just want to get skill out of your hobby. You're now making your hobby a skill and it's specialization in it. Then there are side hustles which are just because it's a trending thing. You just wanna hop.
You just wanna hop
on that trending trend. Yeah, that's so you need to know the type of side hustles that you're gonna be doing. Like, side hustles have passion, you know. Side hustles have passion. Like, people have side hustles of teaching, which is their passion. I'm not sure. I mean, not to end up a strike, but teaching. It is what it is. So, Karadi, before we move on, what's your side hustle? Oh, look at me cutting it, placing it in the chopping board with that butcher knife. These guys are not even giving us money, they're just giving us feedback. That feedback was positive. I was just. I didn't get the chance to ignore it in the show. Mama's walked out of the moon, but anyway, that's me that you're okay.
I told you, dude, you got a big mouth.
Dara, my hands were ready to type. I'm telling you, I was ready to type with the show. Mama's walked out, but each and every feedback that I got was like, you guys are doing great. That was a really great initiative. I'm like, damn. Thank you.
Yeah.
What are the things would you like to discuss about?
I think that's all from me. I think life after high school, dude. Like I said, friends come and go. You know, cut them like entrance tests.
Yeah, so
but for me, just know the real ones. You know, the real ones are the ones that are there for you. In good times, bad times. Trust me, they're there. You know,
like me, I'm here for this podcast. It's a good time or it's a bad time. Anyways, I'll be here 24/7. It seems like I'm stuck in this prison. I've talked with Keda. So if anyone wants to break me out, prison break, I'm willing. Send the coordinates.
And yeah, I think we'll see it.
Maybe. Next month,
next episode, we're going back to default.
Yeah, default setting. But you know what? I think this episode should be like like a lady on periods. This is a monthly period episode. Oh, can I see your reaction? Monthly period episode. Stage you pay patadi.
Patada.
When we want. Yeah,
so you only get this episode at the end of the month. Kind of beginning. Stage you not to who they need that my pay. Ah, okay, moving on to
Right. Move on. Moving on.
Entertainment.
This time,
oh.
If you view videos on YouTube, you already know what time it is. You don't have an ad block.
So yeah, prepare to skip.
We have a new segment called Sabotage. So basically, the segment, we are just, you know, just uplifting the youth. People are doing side hustles out and good things out there.
Wow.
But for free in the meantime. I know Onyas doesn't want to hear the word free.
So for you to view this these ads, you need if you have an ad blocker, you know, you can continue. Yeah, or you can press the skip button. It's up to you. So who do we have sponsoring this episode? Uh-huh.
This episode is sponsored by the Designers Essay.
Huh?
So basically what these guys do, they do web designing with an emphasis on e-commerce websites.
Mm-hmm.
They also do local designs, photography, digital illustrations, and promotional videos. They are really good. If you want to see how good they are, just go to the website, designers.web.za. We'll put everyone's details on our description boxes. But yeah, I mean, these guys are really good. If you just click on the website, you will see how good they are. I was really intrigued with their website. We have Lolo ZW. She's on Instagram. She does picnic events and all those nice events.
I'm very speculative about this Lolo thing. It sounds like it's a brothel. Like, are you very sure? Because she's not paying us, so I'm obligated to say what if I'm one, and this is no payment. But anyways, so she does what?
To you, there's payment to me.
She's a she, so what is she paying you?
She does events, dude.
Okay.
I think if you go onto her Instagram page, you will see how fabulous this thing is. I'm not just quoting this. Like, if you really go onto the or IG page, it's really nice.
So Anita, the two picnicky ningi to my fruits to my,
yeah, if you have a birthday you want something special, she's the person to talk with, dude. I know, Zim, manj.
So how does that constitute, so how does that affect me?
Bae's waiting for you.
Dara, you're not combining stories, irrelevant stories. Yeah, I don't know why. Zapindra puppies. Couldn't rook. Okay, today is a chilled episode. Okay, I do not want to be attacking you personally, because let us respect each other's sanctity here. And it,
but yeah, Lolo is the person you want to get in contact with. And lastly, we have Nessus. You know, it's December, some might have weddings and stuff. And Nessus is the place to go buy your suits.
an essay. We'll put the details in the description box so you can just contact them. At the moment, we're gonna suit two pizza and she'll sort you out.
That's nice. Ha, you rambo nandi. Rambo la suiti nanzi two piece arin. Iwe mkara do ala tenga masuiti ya kuhu. Ek chicken ni nandi. O chairi rabana. O tenga streetwise pizza panap. O tenga streetwise pizza KFC. Ayo, no. 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 Disrespecting. Say it properly. It's a two piece suit. Okay? Not a two piece suit. Yeah. Ah.
Sorry, mdara. It's a two piece suit. Three-piece suit.
You're offending bae. Food is bae. You're offending bae. Yeah. Oh, man. Food is bae.
Pane four-piece suit.
Eh? Three-piece, four-piece, four-piece. Do you want to go pick a hit? You want to make a suit? Yes. Five-piece, boba, no pick a mask foot.
What shy?
But we know
yeah, episode is shy.
Entertainment segment.
Oh wait, who else is the, are those all the
the designers essay, Lolo ZW and Nash Suits.
Yo, give me this Lolo thing, maybe I can
entertainment segment.
Entertainment segment
top 10.
Yo, I thought I was supposed to be presenting that.
Presenting you?
Hit the stop 10. I was supposed to introduce Kedah's top 10. I'm like, yo, guys, hey, chaga chaya panawa, wiki wiki wiki. Hey, so, hey, vakuruashika, vakuruashika, ne playlist, rawa panapa. So, today we're going to be having Kedah's top 10 list. So, Kedah's top 10 list, I hope it's sanctified, it's proper, because I know Kedah's type of music, taste of music is tasteless. Aina flavor is flavorless. Aina jikodi is jikodis. And it is. So, Nkaradi, I hope this top 10 list is impressive. Because if it's not, we'll see. I'll send my ancestors to your house.
Dude, it's fine to say that your music taste is not okay.
Wow, Karadi. Who plugged you on Zim Danso? Me. Who plugged you on Zim Hip Hop? Me. Who plugged you on me? And it. Yo, I'm going Ziana Travis Scott, Nana Tory Lanez, and it. And don't worry, Zia. Not these other artists that you now listen to. Okay. Nevertheless, let us continue this top 10. What's your number 10, Mukare?
Let us start with top 10. Pa number 10, Tina. Six Leg and Friends. Bajima de 4 a.m. You know the song?
No.
Yeah. Case in point.
But I like
number 19. You know, this Kedah's top 10 is for everyone. When I made it, I was thinking of everyone. And number 9 is for my boys in the UK. I would develop a car in it.
In
so number 9, we've got Soko Matema with Yema Rasta Ipote. Then number 8, we have Stormzy, Achimbati Superheroes. So this song was basically a tribute to Chadwick Boseman, the late Black Panther. Are they still doing Black Panther 2?
Yeah, it's still happening.
Oh, they're looking for someone who's going to act as thingy.
No, I think they're just going to pass it to Shuri, the princess. He's eating ice cream.
We've got Simba, not me, featuring KSI.
Called Loose, I'm feeling loose.
Number 6, we've got my boy Pro Beats, Naholi Tena, Chiroate Murder. Number 5, we've got Takura featuring Holy Ten. Could Cut Them Off from his new... Is it an album or an EP?
Yeah.
Takura's new thingy.
We can never know. It's still the same. An EP just has less songs than an album. So basically it's like a small album.
Number 4. You probably won't know number 4. Oh, yes.
Okay, try me.
Brand Fierce. Called Dead Men Walking.
Yeah, let's move on.
I told you. Number three.
Godkoma, Japreza, and Tammy called Terra.
Terra. Okay.
Lockdown has been good for Tammy, dude. Because
that dog just got sick from Milway. The level of development and don't level of development to like the way she just developed fast. Those are true good infrastructure development. Half an hour Minister of Infrastructure, I'm scanner.
The way your voice just rolls up like that.
We need infrastructure development in our country. And she,
but anyway, for number two. We've got my boy Preston Tiller
with his new album Anniversary, but the song is called Next to You and it's a banger. Dude, Anzi, so you know Preston Tiller?
No.
Okay. So in 2015, right, he had an album called Trap Song, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And on his album cover, he was turning to the left, like his head was turning to the left as a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So after 5 years, the song releases an album,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the same picture, but now it's turning to the right. And it was like, those are the Amira 5 years, would be black, so I'm going to turn to the right.
But, he has issues.
Yeah. I think his album is really good. I really like it. Then number one
song, you know, Ruesa Onias. Like when I listen to it, it's a good song.
Tell us your number one. Tell us your number one. Encourage.
So number one is Dini Deny It by Takura and Jeezy. So that's what I'm saying, Kundi. Inoroisa.
If you have listened to the song, the lyrics say Dini Deny It, Mudonwe, Chamuza Maxi.
And I'm wondering, imagine you only got 2,000 cargo. That I come for near and sing those lyrics with him, don't know him, didn't deny it. Someone said, like, it won't end well. But
for me, this is a good combination.
I think that's the highlight of his album. I think this was a really good song. And for me, I was really intrigued that Jeezy, aka.
What is Jeezy is like.
Odonyepa study artist.
Who sang Big Papa?
Okay, anyways, I'm kind of play Takura featuring Jeezy, your number one. You wanna hear it? You want people to listen to it?
Is that a banger, sir?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. One time, okay.
Jeezy. My
name is. Shona Princess in your area. Area,
yeah, yeah. Juice fresh out the water.
Tuzo tokina when the sun down. Pasa pasi pasa wine. Anje ndi wakati unye apetai. Ina ninzo pushe when you are a style. Iwo sandi pushe when you narrow time. Ooh, mama need the reason. Ooh, tell him to never show now. Chawa na ye moxe. Ini chawa na ye kutye. Dini dina ye. Wana wanyo dini dina ye. Shewe dini dina ye. System yako ema departure. This time I won't let you leave my side. Saka if you wanna fight, yeah, you can call me lie, yeah. I'll be on deck waiting for your love.
Okay. This song is very disrespectful. It's very disrespectful.
I told you
to. So, Mkara, your playlist out of 10, we give it a 4.5. Actually, I give it a 5. it's okay, but it was missing one or two elements in Feswango. It was missing some same dance or some Afrobeat, some amapiano also, you know, like it wasn't, I don't know why you say this for everyone, is for sellers, you know, like from number one to number 10, where is Toki Vibes, where is Enzo Aisha, Banana, where is Bazooka and Kwerete, where is...
This is because of you. They were there in my last, in the episode that we recorded.
No.
Because of you, I got Tina Mabatan.
No, so, but still, those songs are bangers.
If you look at Billboard charts, every week, it's either like a song drops or picks up. And some songs, like, dropped.
Yeah, but Enzo Aisha's Banana dropped 2 weeks back. Why was it not there? This album dropped like 3 days. Hey, let me plug you, Dara. Let me plug you on a new hit. On a new hit, Mkomana. New hit. Let me plug you, Dara, because it's Suzu Trivan. Hey, how is you, Mkaradi? How is you? How is you? Inanzi. Just a cool set. Did him hold up, did him hold up, pull up on your friend, did him hold up, come into my land, did not go up, did him hold up, did him hold up, did him hold up, did him hold up, pull up on your friend, did him hold up, come into my land, did not go up, did him hold up, did him hold up, did him hold up. All night, pull up with a gang like whole night, and in a person up front of an area and didn't know better, so all night. You ball and again, I'm patrolling the hood on the talk all night. Me someone's daughter broke a careful out of big city, I can go like a dope ride. Yeah. I'm gang and I'm feeling like a jazz man. Yeah, but my time will be there, gonna have a sub out and nobody's standing in a gang gang. Yeah, it's it to the master, tick tock skimmer. Convey 100 feet long, the steamer, yes, and simmer. I don't really care, got a key, still be my yaw. Zoom around, did you flex? Mazu baby, need you fix? And I'm so got you hates. Don't put a woman in the teaser. From my defeat, I know you can't stay me till I got seat. But if I get that elite, pull up with the gang, did a hold your feet. Did him hold that feet, did him hold that feet. You know, this song reminds me of those guys who just drive around just to be like, they just want to show off their cars. Who's that team right here? DM Karad. Oh, you don't have a license. Okay, that's fine. Let's move on. Let us move on. So what do you think? The song is called Honda Feet by K-Flow, Naspa, and M Killer, bruh. You know how I came up about this song? I was on TikTok. Then someone just shared it. I was like, dang, this song is fire, man. So when you funga Zak, what are your thoughts on this Ningirikini?
I reserve my comment.
But it's a fire song. You gotta admit it's a fire song.
I can't relate.
I'm that is the first one.
I can't relate.
Well, Karat, I don't know why I can actually expose you right now that in 2017, second term holiday, you used to board those mshika shikas of Honda Fit. So I don't know, Hans, I cannot relate with. Because you just go and no problem, man. No problem. I just tell you because you've not boarded South African Airways. Wakutofunzwa to ato Ramaphosa panap. Wakutofunzwa to ato Ramaphosa. So please get out.
I mean, on their feet.
Get out of here with that attitude of you. Anyway, our next song. It's another banger, footy. It's another banger. Passion Java Yellow, on Java Yellow. A panakana chawa in Bosia, Utinanganine, one short, and I sadakana kumbosia. Usu ia, the wife Farida, Dinemunu, and I end up no kumbira, Chimoko. Wife Farida tricks with you and I take her, Ichimechaneka jumps with you, Kawai take her, the Sadakuti Wanku, Agon Seka, Iwewe Uchiti, Kolea Panachonuleka. Tenda ibuda nine nyota
ndomanya kundokumbira mota mashonjavha akamboda kundisota pamwe dai ndakambouya ndine helikopta asi andaiketa kuti aukenenge ndichiita chitsotsi chitumo masendeke ende mazirudo ako atengeke ndiwe waita kuti ndizota ndikwerete sha ikagoka kukubilifisa ndikago kakatondisimbisa cha kana zviri zviroto so my dreams come true na chiona andikwerete andikwerete nekusada kukusiya asi zvinhu zviya oh. Andikwerete andikwerete paya ndichikwa kiya kiya asi ndichiziva kuti andikwerete andikwerete nekusada kukusiya asi zvinhu zviya oh. Andikwerete andikwerete paya ndichingwa kiya kiya asi ndichisiya iwe Mickey Mouse
awuzere randindo Mickey Mouse mugorere gonzo mfeso wami iwe gorere gonzo aiwa I gotta admit this Zim Danzo is pushing that Zim Danzo that ma one
you said that my playlist is not for
your playlist. This is not my playlist, these are just songs which are just coming out. You will hear my playlist.
I think next episode, let's hear you. It's gonna be fire. Not next episode.
We don't do that.
Then we set up a voting system to see who's got the best playlist. Because it seems as if we
Anyways. This one is a fire song. Komana, Impanami. Deva Vengi. Ugunzwa. Vavengist.
Vavengi up.
Inswa. This is a song for you. Oh, I actually forgot. And this is Banana. This is Mkara. This is a song for you, Mkara. I'm sorry. I should have never played this song. This song is racial. It's racially based. I'm sorry. I categorically apologize. I did not realize I was stepping out of line. And this is Banana, and this is Karate. Oh, hey, my way.
One of my girlfriends used to call me Banana. That
one of my what?
One of my girlfriends.
Oh, your girlfriends, like, okay.
Banana.
So, you know, our informed two would come with the. A disgrace.
It's banana.
Why is banana a girlfriend? You form two.
I'm just so light like a banana.
I don't know this girl. Alright. I remember. David. Oh, yeah. What else? They wanted to play Pro Beats Don't Go, but since he said we're out of time, it's fine.
Out of time, dudes.
Stumble Pindo, my conference call.
Guys, you know that school is busting everyone. Exams around the corner.
Ah, yeah.
I just want to entertain you.
What do you think we even forgot? Schools recently opened. Have you seen the pictures circulating around about the school kids?
Why not?
Don't even laugh. We did worse. We did worse. The only thing is our social medias were limited.
Do you see? Nah, this one was worse. So this guy was standing, and they drew a dick, like on the board, with sort of like droplets. And I don't know if the girl was opening. I was like, what?
Guys, this takes me back to, is it doesn't even. I think I was in grade 3. The teachers went to strike the whole year. I think that's when my education just took like a dive. Anyways, we discuss it. I mean, in a later on episode. So, anything else?
Nah. Other than taking out one, Nesu, Lolo ZW, and the designers of South Africa, me, I'm out.
Oh yeah, our socials, catch us on Instagram, Talk With Keda. The podcast is now available on any platform that you listen to, whether it be Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Deezer, Audio Mag, Rimahara, Kanachizaguti. Audu Badara Mari, you know, we know you. Any podcast platform, we are now available 24/7. Tiripo. So guys, hit the like button, subscribe, you know. Name show twan so tomorrow in Bichana, so you know, that's how it is.
And please tell us, no, please inform Onias that I have a better playlist than yours. Would also want to hear what you guys thought about the podcast, this episode. You know, we just want to have conversation with our listeners, what they like, you know.
Cool. I think if you have any topics that you would like to discuss, or if you want to be a guest, basically, we're an open podcast. We it's no problem. As long as you're on the internet, you just have to have internet. That's it.
The things will happen. But anyway,
I'm
Onias. Onias is I've been Sims Mary. This has been Talk With Keda with the Shumba Prince, aka Onias the Shumba Prince. And we are out. Peace.
Peace.
Some more. Might wanna give me some more. Don't go. Dokumbira, don't go. Musha uno sara uri, don't go. So cold. Usipo gune chandu. Da pota my wanna imi. Msa ende my wanna imi.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Wow. Hey, when you ask, yeah.